They say I might as well face the truth, but I am just too long in the tooth. So I'm an OAB and we need, but I've not yet quite gone to see. I may be over the hill now that I have retired, fading away, but I'm not yet expired. Clapped out, run down, too old to say, one foot in the grave.
Memories of Victor Meldrew, the most cantankerous man on the planet. Or is he? He actually sounds a bit like an angel compared to Granda, a creation of Richard O'Connor, who's on the line. Richard, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ivan.
Who would have thought you would have had a career, at your age as well, out of being a gurn, about grumbling about things?
Well, I don't spend my life grumbling. I do. I more take a sideways look at life, okay. But I do grumble occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was reading your piece about the sat nav.
Oh my, Roger.
Yes. Now, those new technology. Is that a hobby horse of yours?
Not particularly. I'm just bemused by it, and the fact that modern society just takes it so much for granted. That having grown up in an era when none of these things existed, I'm still a bit bemused by the whole thing.
Do you think the world that we live in now, as opposed to the world we lived in when you and I were children, is a much harsher, unfriendly place?
I think it tends to be. It's a lot less personal, and certainly I find it very confusing at times. But there again, there are advantages, that if I want to find somebody's address on a sat-nav, I can do it. I couldn't do that in the old days.
No, that's for sure. I mean, there are lots of pluses about the World Wide Web, just as there are many minuses.
Oh, absolutely. The old days, that if you wanted to find out something, you'd have to wait a day or two until you could get down to the library, but now you just fire up the computer and there's all the information you need. Most of it incorrect, but never mind.
Yes, well, there's always that, of course. Tell me this, do you find sounding off, if I can call it that, therapeutic?
Oh, very, very. I was forever throwing things at the television and kicking the dog, and most of that has ceased now. I just, excuse me while I nip out and type this.
And it goes off into the ether, and do you get reaction back from either sympathisers or people who disagree vehemently with what you're saying?
This is the very surprising thing. I get a lot of reaction. And what's surprising about it is how few people seem to disagree with me.
I'm not surprised by that at all.
But it's surprising. I would expect people of my own generation maybe to agree with me, but an awful lot of my readers, my readership ranges in age from sort of 15 upwards. So I would expect them to just dismiss me as being another grumpy owl fella. But they don't.
Do your family think you're a grumpy owl fella, or do they think it's great that you've got this outlet for your steam, as it were?
Mixed reactions on that. Herself, my wife, she enjoys it. She reads the site and has a laugh about it, or if I start to give out about something, you'll have to write about that, get it off your chest. My daughter was impressed enough to start her own site, which is doing very well.
Son of Granda, wife of Granda. But tell me this, your children, you have teenage children?
I've, what is she now, a 29-year-old daughter and two grandchildren.
Right. And what do they all make of it?
They thoroughly enjoy it. We all went down en masse down to the blog awards that were held in Cork over the weekend.
Great.
And my daughter picked up an award for best post, which is quite an achievement.
Absolutely. So it runs in the family, obviously.
It seems to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, sure, you know, I think for the therapeutic value alone, it must be worth doing.
Oh, it is. And I thoroughly enjoy it. It started off, well, it started off as a joke, and it then became a hobby, and now it's...
A business.
Well, I wouldn't say a business. If I were doing it for the money, I'd be a very poor man, but...
Well, apart from the Jeffrey Archers of this world, those of us who write books would know that. There's no money in that.
Well, I do my best.
Well, let me tell you this. Head Rambles, Richard O'Connor's book, Head Rambles, is an absolutely great read. It's very amusing. It's captivating. And I wish you every success with it, Richard.
Thank you very much.
I think you should see yourself as providing a public service.
Do I get a grant for that?
Well, I would apply today before the money all runs out down there, all right?
Yeah, it's a good idea. I'll get onto it straight away.
You do that. Okay. Tell Biffle we were asking for him.
Yes.
Now, there's another one. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Ivan.
Bye. What a great guy. Head Rambles. Thoroughly recommended.
I waited till...